Yes, Mr. President.
I didn't know that you quit. Why in the hell don't you tell me when you leave?
We haven't quit.
Well, I'm keeping everybody in the United States here to pass foreign aid bill. You all scattered out all over the United States. You can't pass it tomorrow. When are you going to pass it?
It looks like Friday or Monday, Mr. President.
Well, Wayne Moore said you agreed to pass it Friday. Now, why don't you get out your arms? It'll be ready for you. And everybody's looking at us, and we got enough to explain now without everybody being gone.
Well, you know, we had gotten a point on Saturday, Mr. President, where we had only a bare quorum present.
Yep.
And they were scattering.
That's when you ought to have told them that they had to get out of here.
And, I'll talk with the...
Should I stay over here?
Yeah. So...
You mean I can't have any Christmas time I'm waiting on you?
No, you needn't stay here.
I asked you if I should stay, and you said yes.
No, I thought you said... Did you stay here?
No, I should have.
No, Mr. President, why?
Because I won't see these bills. Hell, I'm responsible for this country.
You're going to get this bill passed, Mr. President.
Well, I'm not. You don't get out. I'm on it. He'll be back here, and he'll make a very short speech and pass it Friday. If you can get a call.
Well, we can try it.
Well, he can't try it if you don't get the word.
He's got to talk to Senator Dirksen about it.
Well, he told me tonight, and I talked to him, and he said it'd be Friday, but the month wouldn't let him pass it for Friday.
Well, let me call him and get in touch with him and tell him that you've called.
Well,
and what your feeling is on it.
I just think the whole world is looking at us. Our masters are on us. They're wondering whether a strong man or a weak man's leading this country. They wonder what's happening to us. They're reading all this delay. And everybody's on vacation. We have 3 goddamn weeks of Thanksgiving. It's 6 vacation we've had this year. And I don't go home and just leave it, but at the same time,
I think you should go, Mr. President.
Well, Mom said he'd guarantee it back to Friday if you'd get him a quorum.
Well, now, when I spoke to Senator Mansfield earlier, he said we should be thinking in terms of Friday or Monday.
Well, Friday is the day. Go on and think of it, and if you can't do it Friday, well, let me know.
All right.
And, Let's keep in touch with each other. You check with me before you go out this way, so we'll know now, at least now, so I can tell them. Don't you agree?
That
I didn't even know you were doing such.
I didn't realize that you didn't know it.
Nobody told me. They usually call the president and tell them when they're getting ready to recess or adjourn for over 3 days. And you.
Well, they're not out for more than 3 days.
Well, but you have the, for practical purposes, you are. For practical purposes,
well,
you are, Frank. Now, you keep in touch with me. You work for me a little bit, man, because I've got more than I can carry.
I'll do everything I can, Mr. President.
Now, we're going to lose that woman. Do you want that to be another China?
No, I certainly don't.
Well, will you give me a memo on it?
Yes, sir. I shall.
Give me a memo to your mom. Tell her she's in the room and never got me to travel 10,000 miles to make a speech for her.
I'll tell her that, Mr. President. And I'll call Senator.
Merry Christmas, Nancy. You get that bill passed for my friend, I'm in trouble because I've only talked to Mars.
All right, Mr. President, we'll do everything we can.
I bet I'm not going to come back from Florida. I imagine that's the reason.
Well, no, I don't think that's it. You know who he is. Nobody works harder than he does.
Oh, but he can come back to you. He can get back to you. If you don't get past my money, I guess it'd be all right. I just want to do what you want to do, but I don't want these people to worry about us then.
I understand.
Like they still told me today, they're worried about whether you got a weak president or a strong president. Well, things don't matter who they are.
They oughtn't to worry about that. We can tell them.
Well, they don't know, but they've been reading all this intellectual stuff.
I know. But that isn't a problem.
I'm going to send you a Christmas present. My first address to the Congress. I'm going to autograph it to you. I'm sending it to you because you got good judgment about women.
And that's about all.
Well, now, I'd say that you got good judgment about Vietnam and about me and a few other things, but you got a especially good one. So you tell me I'll send it on the counter here. What's her name?
Rita.
R-I-T-A.
R-I-T-A.
Okay, I'll autograph it right now. Good night.
All right, good night.
Now, you let me know when you're going to pass this building.
I shall, and I'll...
Leave before 9 o'clock in the morning. You let me know before I leave. I'm going to Bill Green's funeral. I've got the house getting up at 7 o'clock.
I noticed that.
And the sign back guys are off asleep till Friday.
They were there for 48 straight hours waiting.
You ought to have been there for 48 more. You ought to pass this damn building.
Well, we're going to do everything we can. We're not going
to
have any problem. I don't know who you're talking about, Mr. President. I wasn't on any of them.
I'm talking about the Senate. The Senate's in six vacations.
They haven't had it easy.
And the fact that we're standing in this room, man, didn't have any, according to what he told me today. This textile worker.
Oh, I know. He and I got something in common.
Okay, good night.
All right.
Will you include me?
Yes.
All right, okay.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.